Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360, Eagles insider Dave Spitaler with you on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. A lot of energy in the building. Running back Jay Ajayi in town, in practice, in uniform. We'll find out if he plays on Sunday against Denver. We'll have our first look at him a little later in the show when Mike Quick joins me. The Eagles getting ready for the Denver Broncos. And, drumroll please, quarterback Brock Osweiler. He gets the start for Denver as the Broncos look to end a three-game losing streak at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. Well, we've got a lot to get to here, including that look at Ajayi. We've got Joe Walker, the starting middle linebacker on this defense. He joins me in studio. We want to begin with a look at a linebacker who on Sunday had another big game. Nigel Bradham is doing it all for the Eagles. And in the big 33-10 win over San Francisco, he wore a microphone and he had a lot to say. A great day for Bradham. We take a look and a listen.
You got to bring it today.
Yes, sir.
Right? You got to create
times
it today.
10.
Let's go.
Times 10,
that's
baby.
It, baby.
Days like this, we
Love
shine.
You guys. Let's go.
We shine days like this.
All day long.
Let's
All
get
day
it.
Long.
Oh, V-Dot! Hey! Let's up, eat man. Today. You already know. You already know. Let's get me. Hey! Hey! Let's ride, man. Let's ride, dog. Hey, eat all day, too.
All day, boy.
All day. I see that goblin out here today. I see that goblin out here today. You better take your points. You better take your points, I'm telling you. Let's get a pick, dog.
Yeah, let's do something crazy.
Let's get a pick, dog. Too slow.
You got it?
Too slow.
You got it?
I get one. As long as we got it, we good. As long as we got it, we good. About football?
What?
Winning.
Yeah. I agree.
Time now to meet Eagles middle linebacker Joe Walker, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Exciting times for Joe. Second year in the system in the NFL. You're starting. It's got to be a blast.
Oh, man, it's fun being in this city right now. The fan base is huge here. Love the team, and they just we're just trying to keep rolling.
Yeah, Joe, it's interesting. I fans don't know a whole lot about you. You're a young guy playing for your first year. Let's go back to last year and how things were going in preseason, and then you suffer the knee injury. And I'm always interested to see what it's like to come back from an injury. From your standpoint, mentally, physically, was it tougher one way or the other?
I think you know what you're going to get into physically. I mean, you're going to be in rehab every day. You got to get through some tough days and stuff. But I think the mentality of it, that's the big part, you know, just to be able to grind through it.
How about just the fact that you weren't playing football for the first time in how many years? How old were you when you first started playing?
First grade.
Is that right?
First grade, yeah.
Wow. Did your body miss the contact?
I mean, I miss being out there. I miss being out on the field. I miss being with the team, you know. But it's nice to be back.
And when did you feel like you were kind of all the way back physically?
Probably not too long ago.
Oh, is that right?
Probably not too long ago as far as, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So it was like you just didn't feel like you could just forget about it and go?
No, mentally I wasn't thinking about it ever, but just not run. Mm-hmm. Not to play football for a year, just to get back into the football mentality.
You made the team. You know, you come in here, you're hoping to get a role, find a role, special teams, backup linebacker. All of a sudden, Jordan goes down, and you're starting on Sunday against San Francisco. What was it like for you to be the guy in the middle?
I mean, it was an awesome experience. Yeah. Something you kind of always dream of. You know, finally got to do it. I'll never forget.
Speed of the game, no problem for you?
Yeah, I think the first time I played in an NFL game a year ago, speed hit you real quick.
Yeah.
But not feeling good now.
How about what is the difference between college and just in terms of speed? Is it like dramatically different? Because you played in Pac-12, it's good football. Mm-hmm. Is it just worlds different from college to the NFL?
I think there's no one on the field that's not a good player. As for in the NFL, there's no one that gets on the field that's not a good player. Whereas in college, there might be a guy or two that you could, you know, try and expose. But in the NFL, it's not happening.
It's an awesome. And this defense really coming around, taking the football away, playing behind Joe, a defensive front that is just killing people up there. I mean, they're just aggressive. They're penetrating. How has their performance made the linebackers' lives a bit, not easier, but a bit easier to get to the football, I guess.
I mean, it makes it easier.
Yeah, it
exactly.
Makes it easier.
It makes it easier. Those guys are up there. I mean, they're the best defensive line, I think, you know. They make the linebacker's job a lot easier. I think they make the DB's job easier, you know. They're getting after the quarterback.
How would you describe the locker room right now? 7-1 leading the NFL and that record leading the NFC. Denver Broncos coming to town. What is it like inside the locker room?
You know, I think it's really a week-to-week thing. I think everyone just focuses on the next opponent. Try not to think of, you know, where are we here? Are we here versus this? Just focusing on this week.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. Maybe you didn't know this, but maybe you did. Joe was named the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award winner for 2017. Do you understand the impact of that award, the significance of what that award means?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm honored. I'm honored to be voted by my teammates and receive that award.
I know also about Joe Walker that you spend your days off really working with the Eagles Community Department. You've won the community belt 2 weeks, which I know you hang proudly in your locker. And that's designed, given out to somebody who goes above and beyond the call of duty. Why is it important for you to get out in the community and make a difference?
I mean, you get this platform. You go out there and you use it and you be able to help someone else, you know. And I think, personally, it's almost selfish because I get so much joy from helping these guys. Anything I can do, really.
Did you grow up in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, my dad and my mom definitely preached that.
Great. Have they been able to come out and see you play?
Yeah.
Do they come to every game?
No, they've been to a couple games, though.
And what is it? Do you hear a lot of feedback from them? Are they kind of your coaches from the stands? What is it like?
You see them after the game, and if I had a bad game, they just kind of take it easy on me and be quiet. They don't say much.
Great support, though. Hey, what about the Denver Broncos? What can you tell us about their offense? They've got a new quarterback. Brock Osweiler's going to start this week. What do you know at this point about Denver?
Yeah, as we were out there today, just getting ready, trying to stop the run, and then, eliminate the run and go from there.
Yeah, it's a powerful run game. Joe Walker, congratulations, man. Good progress. Keep it going. Long way to go this season. I like the week by week. Joe Walker in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
Come on. Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You supported him through 4 years of undergrad and medical school. It's no wonder he said, "You don't have to pick me up." At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you gotta do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like being able to maintain your lifestyle no matter what comes your way. Ask a financial advisor how Lincoln can help you get through your retirement and not just to it.
Here now with the Hall of Famer, both on the field and in the radio booth, Mike Quick joins me now on Eagles 360. Michael, how are, busy week here. Fun times.
Man, it's been busy around here, but it is fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, when I got the news, I got really excited.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the news. Yeah,
there's a lot of news. But before we do that, we need to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we've obviously got Denver here on Sunday, and then a bye week. And from a player's point of view, what's going through your mind? Are you trying to rush through this game to get to the bye week?
No, I just think you make sure that this game, you're on top of it. You know you're going to have some time off, so you really exhaust everything this week, getting prepared for the Broncos, and then playing that game on Sunday.
And then after that, of course, it is a nice leisurely bye week. And then back to prime time in the state of Texas, not in Dallas. I almost said Dallas, Arlington, Texas. And the Cowboys wait for really kind of the game that could define whether this is going to be a race or not in the NFC East.
Yeah, I think that is going to be the game, regardless of Zeke there or not. When you play the Cowboys, it's always a big game for the Eagles, for Philadelphia, for Dallas. But I think that game will determine the race in the NFC East. Though the Eagles have a couple of games ahead, they're a couple of games ahead of the Cowboys. It's still between the Eagles and the Cowboys to determine the NFC East.
Very much agree with you. And then after that, look, we'll talk about the race as it comes down to the wire as November turns cold and we get into the thick of things. We haven't had one for a while here, Mike. It's good times here with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Now we want to take our first look at the new Eagle running back, Jay Ajayi, presented by Whip Flea. And the Eagles making a trade on Tuesday, sending a fourth-round draft pick to Miami and getting a running back who was in the Pro Bowl 1 year ago. First, let's talk about Ajayi and what he brings to the table.
I just think he's extremely talented, and I think he's a perfect fit for what the Eagles like to do offensively. You know, a lot of those stretch runs that the Eagles like to run to the outside, he's perfect for that, and that's what he's done in Miami. He's averaging nearly 3.5 yards a carry, but their offense down there is just not doing well. Having a guy like that behind this offensive line, I think really helps. So the running backs here, they all have their strengths, but he has a combination of all those strengths. His speed to the outside, his power and the ability to break tackles, his deep speed. He can run away from people. So he brings a combination of a lot of things that you won at the running back spot.
I guess one reaction has been here, well, why even address the running back position? The Eagles are fifth in the league in rushing. It seems to be okay. Have they left yards on the field?
It seems to be okay, but I know this coaching staff and personnel department, they can see where this running offense could be a lot better. And I think he's an excellent fit, as I said, for this offense, for this style of offense.
One area that really hasn't worked to the highest level with this offense has been in the screen game.
Yeah.
What about Ajayi in the screen game?
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think he's perfect for the screen game. And, you know, Doug likes a lot of different screen actions and creating lots of different ways to get to the screen. I think having him in a screen out in space with big bodies out in front of him, I think you get a lot of production out of him in that way.
you know, things really have gone south in Miami. I mean, they lose their quarterback, Adam Gase, head coach, so frustrated. And the first move they make is getting rid of a running back who, not productive this year, but a Pro Bowl player a year ago. Seems like a very drastic move.
I think it's drastic, but I think down there they're going to make even more moves because, when a new coach comes in, he has to feel like he's comfortable with the people that he has. So he's going to clean house. He's going to let people go that many people are going to question him letting go. But that guy has to do what he feels is best for that organization. And if he feels getting a fourth-round pick for next year's draft and letting Ajayi go, then good for the Eagles.
Yeah, for sure. How can you see Ajayi making an impact this week against Denver?
I think that would be difficult unless you're going to, okay, we're going to run stretch right, stretch left, which is something that he knows, and you put him in situations like that. I think it's going to be after the bye. You know, you got Denver this week, you got the bye week, and if he's got 2 weeks to now understand, get working with Deuce Daly and the guys that are going to teach him this offense, then after the bye, then I think that's a perfect time to insert him and start to see how he fits into this offense.
Will he block in pass protection?
That's a big one. Yeah, I think, he's a big guy. He's 5'11". He's, over 200 pounds.
220, 223,
He's a big guy. So he adds that element where he's going to be able to hold off those rushes coming after Carson Wentz. And, that's a big part of it. Not just running the football, but you have to be able to block and pass protection, and he brings that element to it as well.
Mike, how much does this make the Eagles more, and we're talking about this, I know it's only midseason, more viable contenders to get into the playoffs, not only get in, but to be a one or two seed?
No, they're already a viable contender. Mm-hmm. I think this just makes that position stronger. All of the assets that he brings, I think it just makes that unit stronger. But, just that move in itself, I think, was a great move. And it's when I saw it, I got excited. And here's the thing. This coaching staff, they got to see this kid for 4 days. When the Miami Dolphins were here in the summer practicing against the Eagles in training camp, they got to see a lot of Ajayi, so they know what they're getting.
Yeah, and then he scored 2 touchdowns at 53 yards in the preseason game against the Eagles. So that is our newest running back here in Philadelphia, Jay Ajayi, a first look at him, and hopefully he makes a big impact down the stretch for the Eagles. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. Mike and Ike, a little progress report on a player, a young player, another young player on the defensive side of the ball, cornerback Jalen Mills. 3 interceptions this season, and he took one to the house on Sunday against San Francisco. When we return, a progress report on cornerback Jalen Mills.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New Fast Play games are out, and lucky you has progressive top prizes.
Bet I can clear these shells faster than you can play.
Ready, go!
I won.
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
So you love your game? So does he. You say ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
You know, life isn't made for pain. Life is for living, for family, for basketball, for getting your hands dirty, for mornings on the river, for afternoons at the park, for art, for sport, for the hobby you just can't get enough of. Don't let joint, back, or orthopedic pain keep you from doing what you love. Turn to the orthopedic experts at Rothman Institute and get back to what matters, because this is living.
Oh, Fast Play games from the Pennsylvania Lottery are the newest way to play and win instantly, and they're super fast.
Faster than this?
Fast Play. Play fast, win instantly.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Jalen Mills has taken that big step from year one to year two in this Eagles defense. He's the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the 49ers. And he's the subject of this FanDuel Progress Report with Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to second-year cornerback from LSU. They call him the Green Goblin. Jalen Mills, pick six this past week against the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, he's been playing great. Yeah, the pick six stands out, but he's been playing great all season long. I love how physical he is, and I don't think anyone on the field has more confidence than Jalen Mills has.
Yeah, and I don't think he gets enough credit for his pre-snap reads and his intelligence when it comes to football. He certainly is lacking in some of his physical attributes, but he makes up for it in knowing the game. You watch him here, right? They're going to be in a cover three. And so you're going to get a chance. When you're playing zone defense for a corner, you got to be able to see this quarterback through your defender while keeping leverage on that guy. And that's what Jalen Mills is able to do here.
You know, he talked about the scout look that he got during practice, so he kind of anticipated this. You're right. He's reading through the wide receiver to the quarterback. He reads the quarterback's drop, and he's able to drive on that throw, get in front of the football, and take it back. It's just perfect play from the cornerback position, reading through to the quarterback and driving on the throw, and a great job on the return.
Yeah, and all of us defenders played offense at some point in high school, and we love getting that ball in our hands. Great job of Jalen on that return there. Now, you watch him here, you're going to see him again. Zone defense, he has good depth on Pierre Garçon out there. He's doing a great job just keeping his eyes in the backfield. They teach you this technique. You stay in phase with the wide receiver while giving depth, but he also, again, he's able to see everything that's happening inside here, so he understands the patterns that are coming out
Well, and the discipline right here, because you watch that little move. This is a double move by Pierre Garçon. You watch that inside move, and many times a young corner, he's going to jump that move trying to get a pick. But he keeps his leverage. He stays back. He's able to watch through. And the quarterback wants to go down the field. He can't throw that deep ball because of how disciplined Jalen is on that play.
Yeah, I love watching this kid play in zone just because he's able to see the whole field. Now, you're down here in the red zone. You're going to get a little play action here, get some boot action to the backside. Yep. You know, Jalen takes the proper steps. Yep. You know, he honors the play action, but he doesn't overcommit to it. And he's able to come out of this play late and help back here on this tight end.
He maintains his leverage. He knows that he's the last guy, line of defense on the outside. And then when he sees that naked, he realizes he's got to get underneath that corner route.
Yeah.
And he's got to take away that corner route. He does, forces the quarterback to then dump the ball down to the tight end down here.
Yeah, he reminds me of Trey Vincent when you watch him play. Trey wasn't the fastest corner out there, but he certainly was one of the smartest on the field, always anticipating what the offense is trying to do to you. Yeah. I think that's one of the strengths of Jalen Mills' game, and this is also a strength of this game. Yep. When you're in this defense for Jim Schwartz, you're going to be a part of the run game at some point, and as a corner, you better be a willing tackler.
These guys don't just play coverage. They are outstanding tacklers, and Jalen Mills shows up every week in the run game, a run force defender. He's always sticking his head in there. He has no problem taking on anybody at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, through eight games, Mike, I don't want to jinx him, but he's playing at a Pro Bowl level for a cornerback right now.
I completely agree with that, Mr. Reese.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Let's take a look at what's ahead for you. Our Amoroso's on the menu peak as we get ready for a Thursday, Friday, big week ahead for the Eagles as they get ready for Denver. Eagles Live, the podcast drops, and it's a very good one, exclusive one-on-one behind the scenes with Howie Roseman, how the deal got done for running back Jay Ajayi, and we also get an updated one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson. We've got our old school all 22 look. Merrill and Mike look back at an Eagles Broncos game from 1992. Randall Cunningham getting it done for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the game plan show is available for download inside the X's and the O's. That is our look ahead. It's our Amorosos on the Menu segment for you. Make sure you're with us on Sunday. Full coverage of the Eagles-Broncos game starting at 11:30. I'm sorry, make that 12:30. It's our kickoff show, our Exalta kickoff show. We've got a little segment from the Exalta Tunnel Club. This ticket is a serious ticket, very hard to get. It's our salute to service game, and the Eagles pumped up as they play their final game before going into the bye week. So that begins our day, 12:30 on Sunday. We've got you covered all the way through the game. And then after the game, it's our post-game show presented by Rico, live from the NovaCare Complex and Lincoln Financial Field with all of the post-game reaction. Thanks so much for joining me here on Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, saying have yourselves a great Eagles Day.